Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
It's Real Answers, our family life feature where we tackle the tough topics facing today's Christians and today's Christian families. Licensed mental health counselor Christopher Anderson is our guest. Chris, today we're aiming our conversation at young adults as we talk about career planning and preparation.
We sure are. And you know, Greg, this is a topic that is quite personal for me, as I wrestled for quite a bit of time when I was in college with direction of career, and a lot of adults, young adults are, so I'm really happy to have the opportunity to help and hopefully alleviate some concerns that our graduating seniors, both from high school and college, might be experiencing.
What interests you in this topic?
Well, there are some misconceptions out there about higher education and careers that I've had to clear up, both in my private practice now and also while I was a director of the Counseling Center and Health Services at a university here in Western New York. I found that students were concerned that they didn't know exactly what direction to head in. You know, what they were concerned about, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? I can also say that I found myself with these same concerns when I was in college, and I sought help from the Counseling Center on campus to work through these concerns. So for many jobs, yes, you need to have a 2 or 4 year degree. But with that said, I will also point out there's a lot of great vocational training out there in the trades, you know, for folks who are interested in HVAC or heavy equipment, plumbing, electrical, that, et cetera. These are incredibly useful and lucrative career choices that don't require entering into an expensive and a very debt burdensome college degree. But one misconception that many young people hold, Greg, is that the job market is the same as it was a couple generations ago, and that's not the case. Most people change jobs, and a lot of times people change entire career fields at least once or twice in their lives prior to retirement. The nature of the job market has changed a lot, and of course we know that's the truth.
It's not unusual, and Chris, your own career path is testament to that.
It sure is, and you know, I'll tell you what, my very first job after I graduated from college, I was actually an environmental science major in college. And then when I graduated, I got a job working as an animal trainer at SeaWorld. You know, that is definitely not very conventional for a lot of folks. After I was done working there for 3 years, I moved to the island of Jamaica, actually, where I was a missionary and taught high school for a few years while I helped to start a missions organization. And I actually first started working in missions part-time while I was a college student. And God really set that spark in me to switch kind of career directions through my work at missions work in Jamaica to pursue something that would be of lasting significance. So that's why I didn't park my career in the environmental field. But, you know, I really feel connected with folks here as I work in private practice. And of course, I continue my part-time connection to the missions work in Jamaica to this day.
People that are looking for one straight, long highway of a career path, that happens less and less.
Yeah, definitely. I tell clients often that if I had to do it all over again, the only thing I would change is that I would not have worried about the next step or where I will ultimately end up. I would have just enjoyed each step along the way, making the most of it, learning where I was at and learning what I could, and then allowing God to open and shut doors and not resisting them as much as I did. So our career paths can be convoluted, but we need to work to just take it one day at a time.
You're talking to young people, or for that matter, their parents or grandparents who are trying to sort out, what am I going to do with my life? What questions do they need to ask themselves? Who do they need to talk with? What suggestions or recommendations can you make?
You don't need to plan out every single step until you retire. But seeking God's guidance through prayer, Bible study, and as well as godly counsel from those who have gone before us are just fantastic ways of gaining that wisdom you need to make a good decision. I encourage folks to consider doing some short-term missions work or some other service work to help you develop your interests and identify your giftings. Don't lock yourself into the whole, quote, I got to go to college right out of high school mindset. Know that I've probably pushed some buttons with some parents out there by saying that, but remember too that colleges are now big business. Their bottom line is they want to make money. So I'm not saying at all that college is bad, but in today's day and age, as a parent, you better be very selective in where you're going to choose choose to send your kids or where they're going to decide to go, make sure you know what you and your children are going to be taught. Rest assured, today's philosophies will be heavily, heavily pushed onto your children.
Christian counselor Christopher Anderson is our guest. Real Answers is our family life feature, which tackles the tough topics facing today's families. I'm Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.